Hey, man.
Hey.
How's it going?
Welcome to the Adventures of BDR again.
Yeah, my second time around. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. You know what? I'm coming in with, I don't know what you want to talk about, but I want to talk about the PlayStation 2. I know there's a lot going on in the world, and I think, like, the PlayStation 2 brings me comfort just thinking about it.
Well, Daryl talked about his album for 5 minutes.
Did he play any tracks or anything?
No, he had no tracks.
He's got no tracks. Not what?
20 years in the making album.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've heard him at open mics, and he always kills it. He's always so good. You've heard him live,
yeah,
right?
He gave me a CD one time. Jukebox.
Nice. Yeah, he's a good guy.
The PS2.
The PS2 is like the Toyota Corolla of video game systems. It just keeps on going forever, and it is just reliable, and it just does its job. Doesn't do anything else.
Have you played SmackDown? Shut your mouth.
I have not. I had a PS2. I had a lot of games, but I didn't have any wrestling games or anything like that. I never played any. I think the last wrestling game I played was on, like, Nintendo 64.
Well, George Nace, he just sold me Madden 05 for $4.
Oh, yeah, he's got the hookup, man. He's right. He's in that line of work, isn't he?
Yeah,
He's an old video game guy.
Yeah. Well, he's not old.
Madden. No, but he's into old video games. So what was it? It was Madden?
05.
Which one? 05. Wow.
For $4.
Take you back to 2005 with that. That's...
Yeah, they have the Tony Bruno show where it's like every week in a season mode if something happens, he gets on the radio and like talks about it.
Oh wow.
And then you have a newspaper where you can check like headlines of what happened that week.
That sounds so comforting.
It's pretty dope.
Just imagine that it's 2005 again.
Well, no protest.
We're all tired of George Bush.
He doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah. I went through a couple of PlayStation 2s. How many of you had in your life?
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Did they break or did you just like...
They broke.
I had one. What was it? The first one I got, I remember it was a huge deal. I spent way too much money on it. It was like when it was brand new. I remember I took it to my friend's house. And we got Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
Did you play that game?
Yeah, I heard of it.
We played that game until like 3 a.m. one day. And at the end of the game, it was the first game that I played that ever did this. It starts messing with your head. It starts like the game starts to change and like get weird. Like the video and the interface and like the controls and like the things that the characters say don't make any sense.
It's intentional.
Yeah, we just thought we were losing our minds at 3 a.m. in the morning after playing video games for like 8 hours straight. It was something. It was fun.
Is it an intentional thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What did I do? I sold one at the pawn shop. I think I sold that one at the pawn shop because I was like, I had no money. So I sold it for a few bucks. And then like a few weeks later, I bought another one. I bought the slim one. And I took it on vacation. And it came back from vacation, and it was just gone. I had just lost it for like a couple months. Like I couldn't find it anywhere, and I was asking my parents, and my mom like was like checking with like the aunt that we stayed with, and like nobody knew where it was. And then I bought another one, so that was like my third PlayStation 2. And then I found the slim one again, and I restored it to its proper place. It was just like in a closet after like. My parents unloaded the stuff from vacation.
That happened to me once. A PS Vita, and I still never found it.
It's out there somewhere, right?
I know. I thought it was under the bed, but I think somebody stole it and didn't tell me.
Huh.
Like one of my sister's boyfriends or...
Ugh. Sister's boyfriends are the worst, aren't they?
I'll tell you a story. One time, I had an iPod Touch. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the floor. I think I... was on my chair, my computer chair, and it fell maybe off the chair. So I wake up, and I look at him, so where's my iPod Touch? My stepsister pawned it for some drugs.
Oh.
They had to go buy it back.
Oh. Who made him do that?
I don't think my dad went and got it back.
Good for him. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, like, I lose everything. Like,
she might think she needs drugs, but you need that PS Vita.
No, the iPod
Touch. The iPod Touch. iPod Touch, right.
I haven't found the Vita. I still haven't found that.
It may have disappeared into another dimension. Do you think anybody's... I think anybody's playing PS Vita anymore.
I think my stepsister... Not my sister. I think my sister's boyfriend took that. Because one time, all of a sudden, he got a new PlayStation Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for a charger in my room.
Oh, hey, look at this. I got this PlayStation Vita. You know, they have serial numbers. You should always, like, write it down. Keep a list of all that stuff. So don't let him pull that over on you again.
He gets the PS Vita, but he needs to go in my room and look for my charger. It's like, if you got a PS Vita, you can't afford to get a that's why I think he took it, but.
That's pretty fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just came off recording this podcast thing with, a bunch of comics. I want to get you on one day. We do like prompts. It's gonna be like a YouTube channel or something.
Okay.
I'm skipping the audio. I don't know. I might do an anchor thing with someone else too. How's this going? You feel like it's easy? You got the flow?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
I just did one with Daryl. That one's good.
It's good stuff. I just want to keep talking about PlayStation 2 because I remember all the games. Did you ever play Shadow of the Colossus?
Oh, I've heard of it. I just got one thing I want to ask you.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you this. You know Mudit, right?
Mudit, yeah.
He told me about the story of this pharmacist that's doing comedy.
Oh.
And he got fired for doing comedy.
What?
What was his jokes?
Were his jokes like...
I think they were about the pharmacist. It was Walgreens. Fucking Walgreens.
Oh, you can't do that. Yeah, I don't tell any jokes that would get me fired. I try to keep it clean. I'll tell those jokes when I'm ready to move on from.
Yeah, I don't talk about my work either.
Don't do it. Yeah, I know some people who do. Like, I know some people who do comedy. They work in like NASA.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, they're fine. They do talk about it. It's like one of their bits, but they don't talk trash about it. I bet the guy talked trash about Walgreens, and nobody gets away with that.
What did you, I played this game. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Do you ever play the Jet Li game on there? What the hell was that called?
Jet Li. I don't remember.
No, Dead to Rights. You ever played Dead to Rights?
Dead to Rights. Oh yeah, it was like GTA in Hong Kong or something.
You ever play that?
No, I haven't played it.
What's your top five? PS2 games.
Mm. Okay, top five PS2 games off the top of my head. Katamari Damacy.
No.
You ever heard that one? You're a little guy. Your dad is the king of the universe, and you're like a prince, and you go down to Earth, and you're tiny.
He's
you start
Japanese.
Out tiny. Yeah, it's Japanese. And you push a little ball around, and you pick up stuff. You're like in a room, like you're like tiny, so you're like rolling around on a desk or a bed or whatever, and you're like picking up like paper clips. And like candy wrappers, and then the ball gets bigger and it gets bigger, and you pick up like pencils and calculators, and then you pick up like cats and then like fences and then like people and houses. It's amazing. Yeah. And eventually you're like rolling up the whole world into a ball, and like you roll the earth up into your big ball of junk. It's crazy. It's one of the craziest games ever.
But how do you win?
You win by rolling up all the stuff in the world into your ball like of junk. It's wild. Which brings up, you know, important existential questions. Like, if the earth is just a ball of all the stuff on the earth, what is a ball of all the stuff on the earth? Is it just the earth again?
Yeah.
Should recreate the world? Metal Gear Solid 3. It's my next. That game's awesome. If you ever played any Metal Gear Solid games. Yeah, you should get 2 and 3. They're out there on PS2 for forever. They're like dirt cheap. Probably get them from George. Let's see. Gradius 5 is like a shooter, like not like guns and like people, but like spaceships, like side scrolling spaceship shooter.
I just thought of the name of the Jet Li game.
What was it?
Rise to Honor.
Rise to Honor. Ah. Hmm. Yeah, I didn't play that one.
I think that's what it's called. Let me see. Like, you like Grand Theft Auto, Vice City?
Yeah, Vice City's gone. I think San Andreas
is better, yeah.
Is on my list. San Andreas is probably number
one. Fun fact.
On there.
CJ of San Andreas is actually a rapper named Melee in the West Coast. And he has, he's done hits with Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg. So he's actually a rapper. His name is Melee.
It's a real dude.
Young Melee.
Young Melee. Well, let's see what else. All right, that was three games. Shadow of the Colossus. You're like a, it's this mysterious world where you ride your horse and you go fight these giant monsters, and I mean like gigantic. Like you have to climb up them like they're like a skyscraper, and like stab them in their magic head spots, and then you feel bad about it because it's really obscure and weird, and you like get their soul in you or something, and then they start talking to you. It's really bizarre. Let's see. That's four. Number five.
I got one for you.
What you got?
Resident Evil 4.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. I played that on the GameCube.
Yeah, I had that on the GameCube
first. I never played it on the PS2.
The GameCube Let's version see. Was wild.
One more PS2 game for me. You know what? I put so many hours into Gran Turismo 4.
Is that That's the A-spec? Like,
it's like the... Or I think Gran Turismo 3 was A-spec. But either way, like, that was my life for, like, 6 months in high school.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
So that's my top five.
What year did that come out?
I don't remember. It was one of, the last Grand Turismo games that I ever played. Let's see. Gran Turismo 4. 2004.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real. It was like you couldn't believe it. That was one of the first games I thought, like, wow, like I'm really in like this like German race course or something driving around the mountains. Did you know that actually driving teams practiced on PlayStation, like on Gran Turismo with like the steering wheel before, like there were some kids or something, they played Gran Turismo and then they went out and they raced like real cars and they were good. Like they like actually it's like it's so realistic that they can actually train on it.
But they do a NASCAR.
Yeah.
People do
simulators
that
and stuff. Yeah. You know, it's not as fun as Need for Speed with like blowing up and like flipping over and crashing into stuff. You can't flip your car. You can't destroy your car.
Yeah.
It's just race, like just go fast.
There was this guy, I can't remember his name. Either he was a Redskin or a Steeler or somebody. He played Madden to learn the people's names on his team.
Oh, nice. he made a team out of his real team.
Well, he played in franchise mode and figured out his teammates' names.
Nice.
Yeah. We're already at 13 minutes.
All right. Are we gonna? Are you trying to keep it short and sweet, huh?
Yeah. I got the girl waiting to do an episode.
Oh, cool. Who is it? Is this somebody I know?
Yeah, I think it's just Jennifer. The Jennifer one I was talking about.
The Jennifer. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. I'll talk to you on another episode of Adventures with BDR.
All right. Peace out.
Later, man. Good night.
Good night.